I am driving and I would like to record something. Let's talk about the goodness of God. You know, with me as a human, if I'm good to someone, I would like them to know that I'm good. But the Lord said, when your right hand gives, do not let your other hand know what you did. Meaning to me, if you are good to someone, they don't necessarily need to know that you're good to them. Or also it could mean, do not count how many times you have been good to someone. Do not rub it to me. Do not rub it in their faces. Do not expect them to really acknowledge your goodness. You keep doing what you are doing. Okay. And if God asks us to do this, how much more He is doing it? He's very good to us. But in most cases, because He doesn't open our eyes to see it, we can't even see how good He is. Or sometimes, I can't see how amazing and good He is because for different reasons, my vision has been blurry, or I don't want to say I have been blinded. But God is so good. He's so amazing. Even if I cannot see it, in most cases we can't see it. He said, if when you give with your right, do not let your other hand know. How much more He's not going to let us really know how good He is to us. Some may say, no, I want Him to show me how good He is, then I could just love Him more. Okay? Then I am loving God because He's good to me. And I'm not really loving Him because He's not very good to me. And I could really tomorrow love Him so much because He's so good to me. And the day after, if He's not so-called good to me, then I cannot love Him. Some may say, no. I want Him to show me how good He is. I could love Him more. Meaning, I'm loving God. You know, this is like a common grace, common love. I just have common love for God. But if He shows me how good He is, I could love Him more. See, the connection between parents and children, or our connection with someone that we love dearly, is not based on their goodness. It's based on our love. Then, my love for God, it better be based on the love He gave it to me. And no amount of goodness should be able to crank that love up. Or no amount of difficulty should be able to dim that light down. To me, that should be our prayer. Father, help us that nothing would ever be able to lift our love for You based on goodness or anything, or tear our love down or dim down our love for You. Only Your love and love in general should lift Your love up inside our hearts. Then, yes, You are good, but that's apart from, I don't want to say that's apart from Your love. You are good because You are love. And Your goodness seen or unseen, should not be the reason of my love for you. Your love is the reason, but your goodness comes regardless of anything. You are good to us not because we love you. You are good to us regardless. Even if we did not love you, you would be good to us. And you would never stop loving us. That's why your goodness will never run out. Even if I cannot see your goodness, then open my eyes, open our eyes to really see that your goodness will come to us regardless of anything we do or we don't do. You are good to us. Yes, Bible said the Lord will discipline or prune those whom he loves. He loves really everybody, and he will prune everybody. That doesn't mean he's not good to us. See, when the time of pruning comes in our lives, the pruning is just before blooming. When the time of pruning comes, we think God is not good to us anymore. But God cannot help himself but to be good to us. He's good to us, not based anything but on his love. Then our request is, Father, allow us to love you just based on love. Not based on your goodness, but based on your love. But you're good to me, you're good to us, regardless. You're good to us in a time of pruning, and you're good to us in the time of blooming. You're good to us when we go down, and you're good to us when we go up. You're good to us every moment. Why? Because you love us. Why? There is no why he loves us. He created us. Of course he's going to love us. He's going to love the one that he created and breathed his Holy Spirit and his Spirit in us. And Bible said he's so jealous of this Spirit that he gave to us. We carry his Spirit. Of course he loves us. Then if I can see his goodness to a degree, or if I cannot see his goodness in a vast way, if I cannot see, I'm blind or my vision is blurry, he's good to me. Why? Because he loves us. But I'm turning it around again to a prayer. Father, allow us to see that you are good to us every second of our lives. You have been good to us, you are good to us, and of course you will be good to us. You will never stop being good to us. Allow us to understand your unconditional love and unconditional goodness, even in the time of pruning. You never stop being good to the children of Israel in the desert, even with all the discipline they went through. You never stopped, because nothing bad comes out of you, even what happened to Job. It's all your goodness. In that sense, I need to know deep inside in my foundation, God is good regardless, because he loves me, because he loves us. But at the same time is our prayer, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Do not allow anything to touch our love for you. I don't want for any reason to crank my love for you, but only love. I don't want to say, oh, in this season, God is so good to me and my love for him is going to go higher. No, I don't want that. I want love to crank my love for you. And I don't want anything to dim down my love for you, our love for you. Everything is based on love. Our vision is getting more clear. Enter into the narrow gate. What is that narrow gate? Love. What is that narrow road, love? Enter into the narrow gate, love. Thank you, my love, my father, my beautiful daddy. Thank you. I bless everybody that they are listening. With your goodness, which is based on your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You are good.